Hi, and welcome
Love
to Talk another...
Radio.
Why do I keep doing this? It's another wonderful day here in the world of Flint, Michigan. I am Derek.
And I'm Tina.
And this is another episode of Sex Talk with Derek and Tina.
Yeah, we're so happy to have you join us for our second episode. And super excited that 50 people listened to our show last week. Like, woohoo, our very first show. I was so excited to see that.
We're all a bunch of freaks, and it's good. Let your freak flag fly high, people. We're going to have a great topic today. We are talking about the magic threesome.
We are going to talk about threesomes
today
with your friend Corey Lyles.
Yes, comedian Cool. I think he is going to be on here in a few moments. But before we get started on it, let's think about that for a minute. Now, we've been taught all this time from a spiritual standpoint that sex should be between two people. But with the divorce rate being 50% like it is, and, by the way, did you know that there is a new holiday that's being celebrated before Valentine's Day? Did you know this, Tina?
No.
It is called Mistress Day.
Oh, yes, yes, I do know that. Sorry.
Yes.
You know what was on my mind? Steak and Blowjob Day.
Oh!
That's not until March.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I totally forgot.
Sorry, guys,
Mistress
you got to wait
Day.
A little bit.
Yes, Mistress Day is February 13th.
Yes.
Because, you know, the man of the mistress, husband situation has to be with his wife on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So Mistress Day is February 13th, which is a fabulous day.
it's so funny, though.
So
what do you do now? Why does the man have to have two separate occasions? How come he just can't have a threesome with both of his girls on one day and save all that other stuff?
That wouldn't even be fun to me as the mistress.
You want your own day?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I want my own day.
Oh, man. Damn it.
Like, you know, mistress benefits are supposed to be things like you don't have to do all that boring stuff, like take care of the kids and wash the dishes and do his laundry. Ugh, whatever.
You can just get right to the nasty.
You just have your Mistress Day is Sunday. Oh, yeah, wait. Every day for Mistress is Sunday. Not that I would know.
No, of course not. Because even though we talk a big game, we are actually Puritan. No, don't believe that for a minute. But, all right, so... This conversation, before we get into that, let's talk about what has happened since the last week that we were together on this fabulous broadcast. Tina, do you have anything to share with the listeners? Any exciting tidbits or juicy things in your life?
Oh, my gosh. In my life. Oh, I just thought you meant in general. Well, in my life, one thing I did start yesterday is a new 40-day love fest for falling in love with yourself.
Is that masturbation?
For some people, it might be.
Yes.
Yeah, for some people, it definitely is. So that's a new thing that I'm kind of excited about.
But tell me about that. Expound on that. 40-day love fest. Does that mean you need to have sex for 40 days? Or, you know, are you...
You could if you
want to. What is the premise behind it?
Well, the 40-day love fest is actually from my books and programs where I teach people a practice of self-love. Emotional self-love.
Oh.
But, you know what's really fun is I go to a networking event, right? And I'll put, my name, and sometimes I'll put Be Happier Today, which is the name of my company. But most of the time I'll put 40-day love fest. Because then people will say, like, ooh, what's a love fest?
Right. I want to know what a love fest is. This is kind of working with this threesome conversation we're about to have. A love fest.
A love fest.
Okay, that type of love fest word.
No,
my God.
Not usually.
Hedonism.
You know what? That's fine. Definitely will talk about that. What's funny is that I did a love fest pajama party with a group of women who sell sex toys last year. They were probably one of my most fun pajama parties. Because you could get really raw and real, because that's what they do every day. They're selling, they go into people's homes, have those little parties with sex toys. But a lot of it ends up being more about education. They're really helping these women keep learning new things. And
so I've never been in one of these. I've never been one of these sex parties. Now, I don't know if any guys are out there listening. I'm sure you are. If you're like me, you're probably under the impression that all these sex parties turn into some big lesbian extravaganza.
In your
sex
dreams, right?
Oh,
dreams in the dreams.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not usually.
No.
You know?
Damn it. Another disappointment, a disillusionment. Wow. So it's like, what is it? It's a nun get together or what?
No. I mean the women who do this for a living, they really can make a lot of money selling sex toys, let me tell you.
Okay.
This one particular group that I do work with sometimes is called Pure Romance. So they sell all kinds of more than romance.
They got the motorized.
Yeah, they do have a lot of different ways. So, but they teach women how to use them, or teach women how they might use them within their relationship. And a lot of times people are afraid. I mean, that's why we're doing the show.
So there's
afraid
demonstration?
To talk about things.
There's demonstration?
Not sure how extensive the demonstration gets.
I'm trying to work it, guys. I mean, we need to go and help out a little bit.
Right, maybe. No, I don't know. But it would be fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I think the more open people can be, the better. And that's the way that we can start to open it for people. And they'll make it get even more open and come on the show with us and really get on. Right. Really get into this. So maybe for some people, the threesome is including a dildo, right?
And it could be attached to another person is the great thing.
But it was interesting when you're talking about that, because some people, I really hear men and women both talk about sex toys not being a part of the relationship because it should only be the man and the woman, and having these artificial dildos are not appropriate.
I
hear men talk about it too. They don't want their women to use them because they feel like, well, they're not able to satisfy. There's a lot of people out there with some issues.
You know what I feel? I'm like, listen, that damn machine's going to last a lot longer than I am. And there is no pride to my game at all. I wouldn't even.
You know what? I think that's awesome.
My girl is amazing, and she's all for it. And so, you know, she probably says, the machine does last longer than you. So it's a win-win situation.
Oh, tell me. But there's a lot of men who really feel like, it's not real, and it's not me, and well, what are they going to need me for? There's a lot of insecure people in the world. Not everybody is as open and secure in their just self, not just sexuality, but their self and their sexuality, both. And I think they go together. You know, if you're not very confident in yourself, then you're going to be not very confident in your sexuality a lot of times. So it really goes together. So I love, and you're a life coach too. You know that. We're here talking about sex because it is, if you look at the Maslow's hierarchy of needs, it's pretty low down there.
Sex
is on those, one of those base.
Maslow was wrong as hell, man.
No, he's saying that it's an important.
It's
at the bottom of the pyramid. Like, you need that to build up. Higher consciousness thing.
That's right.
Sex is just a very base level item. It's something that, and for most of it is a part of your everyday life, or not.
No, you mentioned something about self-esteem.
That's gonna
tie back into this whole conversation that we're having about a threesome.
Absolutely.
Because, say, for example, if the woman wants to have a threesome, but the guy isn't confident, or vice versa, and we don't want this conversation just to take the spin that it's going to be just vulgarity, but this is a serious issue because we live in a world where monogamy is not necessarily practiced or condoned. So when we think about getting the fullness of life, right, having your cake and eating it too, right? So you think of all these things, what if one of the partners in the relationship would like to express themselves with a threesome?
I don't know. Yeah. And they're not my favorite thing, but I've participated many times.
Okay. Notice many times, but not my favorite thing.
Because it's always been at maybe the request of someone else. So
okay.
Sure, it's something to do, but I don't know. I'd rather have a twosome and then have another twosome and then another twosome and maybe a
on the same day.
For sure.
Oh, hell, that's another topic. That is good.
Why don't we introduce and bring on Corey. Corey Lyons. You want to just tell us a little bit about him?
Let me give you a little leeway to this guy. This guy is the way that I've always felt when I first met him in Chicago many, many moons ago, that he was the funniest man I have ever met in my life. In fact, when I first saw him do a stand-up comedy show, I thought he was like the Rodney Dangerfield of our particular generation. He's savvy. He holds people accountable, regardless if you're male or female. And, you know, he has a really fresh perspective that I think he could add a little bit of humor to this ever-growing topic. So let's call in Corey. Are you there with us?
Are you here with me?
I am here
Hello.
With you, and I'm here with the lovely Tina Neese. What's going
Hello,
on there,
Tina.
Sir? How's your day?
Actually, I'm in travel right now, coming out to visit you guys, and I can't wait to get out there.
Oh, man, we're going to be excited to have you now. Hopefully, our listeners have been paying attention, and they understand that you're a broad-minded, open-minded individual. But
hopefully your listeners is listening to everything you and Tina done said. I mean, I am elated because you cover good stuff. Hey, Derek, you already know how I am, man. Man,
well,
it's not all about vulgarity and everything.
Absolutely.
It's about learning.
Absolutely. So, you know, we know that you're traveling here, and we thank you for taking your time out on the train ride where you could be doing your thing, but why don't we get right to it? So, Mr. Lyles, Mr. Corey Lyles, comedian, cool, the Windy City Kid, give us your impression on threesomes.
Boy.
Are they helpful? Are they harmful? Are they necessary? What's the deal with the threesome? Is it something every man or every woman should experience to spruce up a relationship?
Well, you know, it's different strokes for different folks. So some things ain't for everybody, and some things can work. But a threesome works for me. And actually, if there's anybody else that ain't doing nothing and we can have a foursome, come on. See, I'm trying to tell you that it's a king-size bed and four people can sit across, and then we got room for the fifth one in case they ain't got no place to stay. See, what I'm trying to say is sex is healthy. Don't get it twisted. Mm. That's the second part of being happy. Believe that.
Sex
All
is
jokes
healthy.
Aside.
That's
Absolutely. I agree. It's very, very healthy. And of course, everybody, just like you said, Corey, it's not for everybody, but it can be a part if people want to.
Right.
Well,
right.
You know,
so,
broadening out. I mean, some people can handle it, some people don't. I mean, some people can't. But you have to know yourself what you can deal with. You know what I mean? So if you would like a threesome, that's healthy for certain couples. If you don't, then that's it. That's all.
So, you know, Corey, has there ever been the time where somebody or a female, you know, as a female, has offered you a threesome and you've ever declined because you might have felt violated or offended?
First of all, why is Tina laughing?
You know, not all men are into this, I'm sure, but you know, there could have been that rare occasion that maybe you were, you know, like not feeling it that day. Would you ever turn it down?
Well, if I'm in Chicago and I'm walking down Madison, and two women, and it's 3 o'clock, and they on Madison Street, and these are the late girls, and they offer me a threesome. I'm seeing somebody, so no, I don't want none. But in red normal. What'd you say, Tina?
Has that ever happened to you where you're just walking down the street and someone offers you to like a threesome? Oh, wait, for,
Tina,
but not for money.
Tina,
I just offered it free.
Tina, I swear to promise. Yes, it has happened. And make it so bad it's not abnormal. But you know what, though? It ain't just on Madison either. Women.
Are they doing it for work or they're just doing it for fun?
Work.
If they're doing it for money.
Work is the cover up, Tina. You know, they say it's for the money, but because women can make money so fast off of sex, they'll use money for it, but they like it too. So, knock it off.
You better go ahead and preach, brother.
You better go ahead and preach
right now.
Hey, Derek, you better tell them who I am, man, because I ain't putting no sugar on none of this shit.
Well, you know, sure.
I think you got Tina over here. Listen.
Guess what?
This is cool.
What's going on, Michigan? How y'all doing?
Man, you know what I tell you? You know, the water sucks, but the sex is flowing. So, you know, as long as...
And I got bottled water right now.
Good.
Yeah, everything's going to be fine, man. So, listen, though, on another note, in terms of this relationship, you know, people, as you mentioned, you know, you have to know yourself and you have to know what you can handle.
Yeah.
Right, but there was an interesting perspective that you had on what a woman really wants in a man in terms of strength. You mentioned not being able to be strong enough to lift a dryer, but strong enough to be able to, how did you phrase this earlier? How did you phrase that earlier? Hanging, you know, like, I don't know, being strong enough to handle the relationship in terms of, you know, being able to handle her and not necessarily having to stray out or what? What was that again? Did we lose you? Oh, we lost Corey.
He's on that train.
Yeah.
So, which that could bring up a whole other story if we ask about
what kind of
you can find on a train.
Yes.
Oh, wait, I'm not supposed to say that out loud, am I? No, just kidding.
It's very interesting. We just got word from one of our sound technicians here that we are laying lead in Michigan. That's just too good of a joke. Not to say, we're not just laying pipe in Michigan, we are laying lead. So thank you for that.
we've laid lead. Yeah,
so
here in Flint, Michigan.
So as we hopefully get Corey back on with us, you know, listeners, what do you think? You know, do you think that having a threesome is only going to spice up the relationship? Or do you think it opens Pandora's... Oh! I hear somebody back on the phone.
Hey.
Isn't it cool?
Yeah, I'm in trouble, you guys, and I apologize, man. And again, I thank y'all for having me.
Yeah, it's not a problem.
Yeah, the train goes in and out, and...
Yeah.
But I'm having a call, man. This is part of the fun, you know? Talking to you guys,
right.
I'm on my way to you at the same time, I mean... People look at blessings in a different way. Like, as soon as somebody say God gonna give you blessings, think about money. And so, like a threesome.
Oh, you know what? I don't think we're gonna be able to finish this conversation, Corey.
Well, we'll get them as much as we can. Train travel is really fun. Now, that's a place where you might be able to get into a threesome, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
You know.
Anything.
Right. You know what my favorite place on the train is? There's this area on the second floor, because I travel by train quite a bit. I love it. I'm going all the way from here to California on a train.
Oh.
Awesome.
Okay.
So one of those really fun spots on the train is to go up to, like, on the second level, and there's windows all above and all on the sides, and there's seating areas that face out, not just rows of seats. So
yeah.
I always call it the party car. Because that's generally where people go and they're drinking and they're having fun.
And letting loose.
Right. You just kind of relax up there and you talk and meet other people. And it's kind of fun. It's like the little party car. And I do enjoy the party car.
I must admit it. When I was on the train going to California, we had to stop in a little town called Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
On the way through, and I won't necessarily tell you of my complete experience there, but I agree with you.
Yeah.
100%. On the train, you get all of your...
it can be fun.
It can be fun.
It's
fantasies.
Yeah, because it's just like, you know, it's a stranger.
Yeah.
You might never see them again.
Right.
And you can just, you know, who knows what can happen. I love the train, even going up the West Coast. So from going to Southern Cal to Northern Cal
okay.
is awesome, too, because a lot of it is right on the ocean. So you've got these awesome views. You're just hanging out. Maybe talking to some handsome man.
Or if you get into doggy style position, you got something to look out the window. Really good, right?
Well, I mean, on that car, you might have a good one. But here's the thing. Then when you have the lower level,
mm-hmm.
you have handicap bathrooms, which are quite open. And I think we're getting Corey back. Yes. And we have another caller.
What?
I think we're going to have to move Corey over. It was like a little bit staticky there.
All right. So it looks like we have another caller calling in. And... So our topic was, caller, in case you didn't get a chance to hear with some of the confusion, our conversation is about threesomes and, you know, the benefit, the harm, the pleasure, the greatness. You know, what is a threesome in your opinion, and would you ever engage in one or several? Caller? Oh,
we lost our caller. Oh,
all of our callers?
Let's try Corey again. You know, sometimes there's these technical issues.
Let's see.
I'll take several.
Yes, sir. I completely understand
that. Like I said, sex is healthy, so, hey, I'm going to live healthy.
You know, switching gears just a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, living in Chicago as you do, Corey, what is the latest gossip in terms of anything exciting going on in the world of sex in the Windy City? Last week we talked about the 80-year-old lady who fell asleep with a vibrator in her vagina. I don't know. Do you got any good gossip from Chicago that you're bringing in from the sex tip?
Well, come to find out after investigation, she was trying to lure me and her age into her home so she can, you know, let them still feel young, you know, like, come in. It's just sex. So,
I hear this right? You said some lady is inviting people in?
Well, she's 98. What you think she's going to do?
She's 98 years old, and she was letting people come in and ride the train?
Well, and you know, hey, listen, if people could learn to be mature about this particular topic and religion, these are the only two topics that actually run life, and ain't nobody in tune with it, we don't rehearse it, we don't talk about it, it's the hidden secret, and these are the things that help us evolve, spawn, you know what I'm saying? I mean, conversate, everything.
Absolutely. Spoken very wise. Now, Corey, we appreciate you calling in. We got another caller that we want to get to, So we thank you. We ask you to please enjoy your train ride. And if there is a young woman or two on the train that wants to give you some loving, please partake.
I put you on intercom. I was trying to get them to do it, but they're not listening.
Nice.
Thanks for calling in.
I appreciate you guys having me, man. And Tina, I'll see you in a little bit. Derek, I love you as always, man. And thank y'all for having me on y'all show, man. And I wish y'all much success on y'all show, okay?
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you. I look forward to meeting you. Thank you, Corey.
Okay, man.
All right.
You guys,
another
enjoy
caller.
The show. Continue to listen.
Yes, sir. Thank you. All right. Who is this caller? Hi, caller. Are you on the air?
I believe so.
Okay.
What is your comment going to be about our threesome topic? I think Derek was asking you, like, is it something that you're into as a woman? What do you think about the topic of threesome?
Well, I think you just have to be mature and have a really good line of communication with your partner. Unless the threesome is two total strangers, then you don't need to have any communication. So I think it is very situational.
Nice. I love this caller. Like, where did you get this perspective and open-mindedness? Have you engaged in a few threesomes before?
Well, that remains to be not disclosed.
She's
Girls gotta keep her secret.
I guess so. Like, guys will brag about that shit, but girls won't, huh? You know,
well,
what is that about? You know, guys are like, yeah, I'm proud to have a threesome, but you're gonna hold your cards close to your chest, huh, young lady?
Yes, we only discuss that with other women.
Oh! Does it involve more sex or no?
Naturally.
Oh, yeah!
That's so funny. You know, it's so true, though. It really has to be both partners. And what is that both partners want, and do they want to explore? Because, again, it's really important, I think, that people share their fantasies. And for a lot of people, a threesome is a fantasy. But I've also found, too, that some people like to keep it in the fantasy realm. Like, it's an exciting thing, but going to that next level of really doing it can sometimes be a little bit scary. Because then what is going to happen? In fact, I know a couple who I will not name who they are. But the husband, you know, it was like into the idea. The wife said, okay, let's do this. The husband ended up freaking out. It was more than a threesome. It was a foursome.
Oh.
So it was with another couple.
Okay.
So it was two couples. And the husband kind of freaked out. Like, make sure you use a condom. Like, don't fuck, you know, my wife. And like,
he didn't want to see his wife getting banged and her back blew out, huh?
Well, he freaked out a little bit. But not just that day, but even moving forward in the relationship. And he felt like he did something horrible. He felt like, you know, religious-wise, it was inappropriate that he did that. And so it really affected their relationship. It strained their relationship on an emotional level that I don't think ever really recovered. I mean, they did divorce later.
Right.
That was, you know, the only reason. But the emotional.
I think possibly going into.
Right.
I think possibly going into that, you would need like a code word to stop.
I don't need her pussy anymore. Stop, man. Stop.
You might need some kind of code word because somebody could freak out like that, where it's just walking the walk and talking the talk are two different things.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It really takes a lot of strength to be able to explore those fantasies, just like that self-confidence. It really takes some self-confidence in yourself and confidence in your relationship in order to explore those fantasies in a safe, healthy way. Because if you do it before you're feeling secure, it's just going to blow up, could really blow up in a bad way.
Yeah, but, you know, of course, as we come to a close this evening, we want to thank our callers.
Mm-hmm.
But we also want to say, you know, you have to do what is right for you.
Yeah.
if you want to have a threesome, we encourage you to have clear communication about the expectations.
Yes, absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
There's nothing wrong with a threesome as long as you want to tell your partner and you want to be open to it, and then also being able to expect what happens as a result of the threesome.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, so it's not just necessarily always about fulfilling your fantasies, but, you know, you bring your partner in and they get turned out, then you also have to be responsible for that. So
thank you for joining us, and we will see you next Thursday night at 6 o'clock. Have an awesome week.
Ciao.